We have been talking about obedience the last couple of Sundays, and we've gotten down to the section of just what are we supposed to obey? What are we supposed to obey? And we looked at Matthew 28, 18 through 20. A lot of us know that is the Great Commission. And Matthew 28, 18, starting in verse 18, it says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Now, paying close attention to verse 20. "Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Teaching them to observe. So, how many things are we supposed to pay attention to? All. So that means that everything that Jesus taught the disciples in the first century is important. Because he told them to go out and make disciples, and then he told them to teach them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And we talked last week about why inspiration used the word observe. And we went through a couple of illustrations. Here's one. Mark 16, 17, which is right on the heels of Mark 16, 16. And it reads, "And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, and they will speak with new tongues, and they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Can we obey that today? Can we pick up deadly snakes? No, we cannot. We talked about that last week. There are some of the things in the scriptures that were given specifically to people living in the first century. Our job is to understand that the scriptures were written to them for us. And we are to take the teachings that were written to them and make the right applications in our lives. We are to obey what we're supposed to obey, and we are to do what we're supposed to do. There were things going on in the first century that we don't have today. Miraculous manifestations of the Holy Spirit being one of them, which is what's in view in Matthew 16 or Mark 16, 17 and 18. But there is plenty for us to obey today. And before we look at this, well, but let's in getting ready to start on this, let's look at Mark 20. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 and 31. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 and 31. Starting in verse 30, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And that is the commandment to love. Then if we go look in Galatians 5, 13 through 15, if you want to turn over that with me. Galatians 5, 13 through 15.